This next omelet is short, but not sweet. Okay. Rashi is a little difficult to decipher, and the Ran is also difficult, so we're still learn the Rashi. Okay. The Gemara, we started with the Machlokas, we're on Chavtes Omer Aleph, the bottom. We had a Machlokas between Bar Poda and Ula, whether Kedusha is Poka Bichdi or not. Right, what happened is that you were Magdish, these, what's it called, the Netios, till they were cut, and they continually become Kodesh after you Poda them, until they're cut. And once they're cut, so then Bar Poda says that you Poda them once, and then they don't become Kodesh again. And Ula says that, what's it called, that you don't have to be poded at all, since you made it Tanai, that it should be Kodesh only till it's cut. After it's cut, the Kedusha goes away. So the Gemara asks on that, right, Rav HaManuna asked on Ula, right, how could the Kedusha just go away by itself, right? If a person's Mekadesh and Isha, and he says, today you're my wife and tomorrow not, now she still needs a get. The Kedusha can't go away by itself. So Ula answered that Rava answered in the name of Ula, basically. Rava answered for the sake of Ula, that there's a difference between Kedusha's Damim and Kedusha's Haguf. That Kedusha's Damim, right, that does go away by itself. It's only Kodesh for its worth. It's not intrinsically Kodesh. But in Isha, when you're Kaddish in Isha, her goof is Kodesh. Kodesh meaning that she's designated for this guy. She has dinim on her of an Isha, an Ashes Ish. That affects her body, her essence. And therefore, you need a get to take it away, or Misa Sabal, and it doesn't go by itself. So that's Rava's answer for Ula, that there's a difference between Kedusha Saguf and Kedusha Damim. When does Ula hold that Kedusha Paka Bichdi is only by Kedusha Damim and not by Kedusha Saguf? Okay. So then what you call Abaya asked on that, right, that just the opposite. You mean that Kedusha Saguf doesn't go away by itself? I'll show you a case where it does. Right, that's the bracelet we said. The person said, this shore should be an Ola for 30 days, and after 30 days it should become a Shlomim. So the halacha is that for 30 days it's an Ola, and after 30 days it's a Shlomim. Now, if it would remain an Ola, even after the 30 days, Shlomim couldn't be Chal on it. So it must mean, since he made a condition that the Kedushas Ola should stop after 30 days, there's a place for the Kedusha Shlomim to start. But he didn't do anything to stop the Kedusha Sola. He just made a condition. So you see, the Kedusha could be Paka Bichdi, even Kedusha Saguf. So Maris says, no, it's not talking about Kedusha Saguf. It's not talking where he made it an actual Ola or a Shlomim. It's talking where he was Makdishit L'Dami, right? Only its value. Now, as he said, basically, this carbon should have the Kedusha's Damim of an Ola, meaning that if I'll redeem it, I'll buy from an Ola from the money for 30 days, and after 30 days, then it should become a Kedusha Shlomim, meaning that then if I'll buy I'll redeem it, I'll use the money for a Shlomim. So the whole thing is only Kedusha Shlomim, and we said the Kedusha Shlomim is Paka Bichdi. Okay, that's where we're up to. Now the Gemara asks the following. Ihachi Ema Seifa, if that's where you're learning this Braisa, Shor zu ola, kol lamed yom, ulachar lamed yom shlamim, that it's not talking about Kedushas Haguf, it's talking about Kedushas Damim, then look at the Sefer. Laachar lamed yom ola, umeachshav shlamim, the opposite case. You said that after 30 days it should be an ola, and from now it should be a shlamim. Okay, so first you made it a shlamim and then an ola. So, I amrit bishlam achad bekdushas Haguf, achad bekdushas Damim, if you'll say that why do you need two cases for it? Right? The machar, the exact same case, except they're reversed. Right? Shlomim first, then Ola, Ola first, then Shlomim. Right? So why do I need two cases? So if you learn that one's talking by Kedushas Damim and one's talking Kedusha Haguf, and that's why you need two cases, right? That's good. Hainu, the Itzrich Le Latana Le Misnatarte. That's why you had to say two cases, right? The Lechor, the exact same case, because it makes no difference whether it's a Shlomim and an Ola and Ola and a Shlomim, right? Why? The Solka Daita Chamina Kedushas Haguf Lo Poka Bichdi Kedushas Domi Poka Bichdi. Because without the two cases, I would say only Kedushas Domin is Poka Bichdi, but not Kedushas Haguf, right? Am Tulahachi Tana Tarti. That's why I had to say two cases, to tell me that one is talking about Kedushas Domin, and even Kedushas Haguf is Poka Bichdi, right? Not like what's it called, Bar Poda. Okay? So, but E Amras Idi the Idi Kedushas Domin, but if you tell me that both of them are Kedushas Domin, Lomeli Lamis Natarti, why do you need two different cases? So it must be that one is Kedushas Dom, one's Kedushas Aguf, and you see that Kedushas Aguf is also Poka Bichti. Like, what's it called? Like, Ula without Rava. Not like Rava. Right? It's Akasha on Rava. Rava made a distinction between Kedushas Domim and Kedushas Aguf. You see, there is no distinction. Hashti Yeshlomar, because if it's, they're both talking about Kedushas Domim, then you don't need the sefer. Not only you don't need it, it's totally extraneous. Hashti Yeshlomar Mikdusha Chamura Ladusha Kalapaka. Right? If the first case where you have the Ola and then the Shlomim. So the Kedusha Chamura, an Ola is more Chamur than a Shlomim. Right? Shlomim is Kachin Kalim, and Ola is Kachin Kedoshim. So if Kedusha's Ola goes away in order to leave room for a Shlomim, Mikdusha Kaladusha Chamura Tzricha, that the Kedusha of a Shlomim goes away to make room for the Ola, surely. So you don't need two cases at all. Right? Tzrich l'meimer. So Mara says, Lema to have it yufted the Barpada. Let's say this whole thing is a kasha on Barpada, who says that, what's it called, that you have to be polda it, and even Kedusha's Domin doesn't go away, what's it called, Bichdi. So now we're saying that it has to be talking, that they're, one's talking about Kedusha's Dom, one's talking about Kedusha's Haguf. And you see that Kedusha's Haguf is Paka Bichdi. So, it both was a Kasha on Rava who made a difference between Kedusha's Haguf and Kedusha's Domim. And it's also a Kasha Lechor on Bar Prada, because he says even Kedusha's Domim is not Paka Bichdi. Koshken Kedusha's Haguf. And here we find that both are Paka Bichdi. Let's see Rashi. So far we're doing okay. Okay. Ihachi, the Mok Mislala Domi. Right? If it's true that the case we're saying is not where you made it actually Kodesh Kedushas Haguf, but you made it Kedushas Domim, and that's why the Kedushas Ola can go away, and Kedushas Shlomim can be Chal, right? Or the opposite, Kedushas Shlomim can go away, and the Kedushas Ola can be Chal, right? Ema Seifa, look at the Seifa. Dahi, that Seifa of that Braisa. Omer Shor Zeh La'achar Shloshim Yom Olo V'ad Shloshim Yom Shlomim Hachi Hu Kedah Omer Iyu. Right? So the Seifa is talking where he said that it should be an Ola after 30 days and from now a Shlomim. Okay? I Amris B'Shlomo Reisha B'Kedushas Haguf Seif B'Kedushas Domim. If you say the Reisha is talking about Kedushas Haguf and the Seifa is talking about Kedushas Domim, so Hainu de Itzrich de Amina Lahachi Tanitarti de Ben Kedush Saguf and Kedushas Domim Poka Bichdi. Because if it wouldn't be two cases, I wouldn't know that both Kedushas Saguf and Kedushas Domim go away without any pidyon. Lomeli Misni Tarti Hashda Mikdusha Chamura Kedusha Kalapaka. But if you say that they're both talking about Kedushas Domim, right, and that's where it's Poka Bichdi, like we said, that's the Pshat and the Reisha. Right, when we answered Rava, so Ula Ola Shehi Chamura LeKedusha Shlomim Shehi Kala. Right, if I know that Kedusha Chamura, the first case where you said Ola and then you said Shlomim, right, if Kedusha Chamura is Poka Bichdi, in order to let a Kedusha Kala start, Koshke, in the opposite case where you started with the Shlomim and it's going to end up an Ola, right, surely Kedusha Kala is Poka to make room for a Kedusha Chamura. Mikedusha kala kolomer shlomim the kala lekedusha sola shehi chamura miboya elalav chad lekedusha saguf chad lekedusha shlomim. Why do you need two cases? Must be one tells me that the case applies even by kedusha saguf, not only by kedusha's domim. So Rava's answer is not right. Yet it's talking about what's it called, that it all talking about kedusha stamim. It can't be, because even kedusha saguv is paka bichdi. Tarvayu paki v'tiyuf tadula and sakashan ula v'leket peruka. There's no answer. Right? It's kashan ula, right? Because without Rava's distinction between kedusha saguv and kedusha stamim, what's it called? The ula. What's it called? It's a kasha, because ula is mashma that kedusha is paka bichdi, and if you can't make a distinction between kedusha kala and kedusha chamura, right. So now the Gemara says like this: name a tapti to barpada. Let's say it's also a kasha on barpada. The hocha omar da filu kedusha saguf paka bichdi. Because from this brisa we see even kedusha saguf is paka bichdi, right? And Barpada says that you have to be polded pamachas. Barpada amr niktsu poldim pamachas. Tafilu kedushas domim lo paka bichti. It's a kasha on Barpada, right? So the first one was a kasha on ula, because the Gemara asked on ula from the case of kedushin that kedusha is not paka bichti. The only answer we had to that was that's kedushas aguf, kedushas domim is paka bichti. That's what ula said. But now we say you can't say that. So because, what's it called, this brisa seems to say that both are paka bichdi. So the maisa, what's it called, it's a kasha from kedushin on ula. And that kasha we never answered. Okay. Now the Gemara says, let's say it's a kasha, it's a bigger kasha on barpada. Because he holds nothing is paka bichdi, not in kedushas domim. And here we have a two brises that seem to say that both kedushas aguf and kedushas domim is paka bichdi. Lema tahavi tiyufta. Let's go back to the Gemara. Tema tahavi to barpada. The Omer lo paka kedusha bichdi. Omer a papa. So Rapapa said, Omer lo barpada. I'll answer for barpada. It's not a kasha on barpada. Why? Hachi komer. Im lo Omer me achshav shlomim la acher lamed yom ola. Have midi tahavi ha Omer le isha hiskachi la acher lamed yom the mikudeshes. The afapishin asachlu hamos. Okay, what's the case? But that here's to show exactly how to read these words and what, because the Rashi has a different girsa. So let's go into the Rashi first. Chsure mechsura v'hochiktan. We don't have that in our Gemara. But Rashi learned that there's something missing in the Brisa that qualifies it. And then it's no kasha anymore on Barpada. What's the case? Ha'omer shor zu ola kol lamed yom. The guy says like this: I want this shor to be an ola for 30 days. And retroactively from today, after 30 days, it'll be a shlomim. But it's going to be retroactive. In other words, right now it's an ola. But when 30 days comes, retroactively, I want it to be a shlomim from now to take the place of the ola. Not that the shlomim takes the place of the ola after 30 days. But after 30 days, then the kedushas ola goes away retroactively and the shlomim comes. Okay. The hoil v'omer mi'achshav, since he said that the kedusha shlomim should be chal retroactively from now, after 30 days, chal oleh Hashem shlomim mi'achshav. Therefore, the ma'isa, what happens now? Right now, there is a potential kedusha shlomim right now. It's just waiting in abeyance till 30 days goes by. And then, retroactively, it's become a shlomim. Then you could say kedusha paka bichdi. I made it an ola now, but I also gave it the power of a shlomim from now. So when 30 days comes by, then the ola goes away and the shlomim takes its place. But it's not that the shlomim comes after the ola. It was an ola, and then it became a shlomim after 30 days. Then you don't say kedusha paka bichti. But if you had the case where you said me'achshav, then it would help, because the kedusha was potentially there from now, the kedusha shlomim. It didn't just come up after 30 days and substitute the ola. It was already here potentially to begin with, just waiting for the 30 days. In this kind of case, kedusha is paka bichdi. Right. However, omer me'achshav, ava imlo omer me'achshav, shlomim, la'achar le'amid yom ola havi. But if you didn't say, after 30 days, it should become a shlomim retroactively from now, right, then it remains an ola. Then taka, the kedusha doesn't go away, and it would remain an ola even after 30 days, because the kedusha of the ola never went away, so that for the shlomim to take effect. Afil la'achar le'amid yom. right? The Hashem lo pocket kedusha sagup ichti. This the Bach takes up these next words, because then the kedusha is not pocket ichti. So therefore, there's a special case where you said me'achshav. There, even Bar Pada would agree the kedusha is pocket ichti. But if you didn't say me'achshav, like the case we had, then Bar Pada says you don't say kedusha is pocket ichti. And the Gemara says, Dimikudeshes, just where do we see that you could have something that could be have a delayed reaction? You could do the Maisa now, but it doesn't take effect till later, but if it takes effect later, it takes effect later from now. Not from then. The case where you say to a woman, here is Kesef Kedushin, you're Mikudeshes to me, but the Kedushin shouldn't take effect till after 30 days. So what did you mean? Right, and even if the money's no longer there, it's a good kedushin. Why? Because the kedushin really is chal now potentially. It just doesn't kick in till after 30 days. But it's not that it's chal then, because if it's chal then, there's no money then. You gave her now money, and she's now potentially married. Except there's something holding back that potential from coming out. 30 days. When the 30 days will come, then the kedushin will be, it will take away the obstruction, and the kedushin will be chal, but it's chal from now. Okay, so now the Gemara says, "Dimikudeshes la'achar lamed yom, dechilo omer me'achshav damya, lahaha omer le'isha, helich pruta, zu, viskachili la'achar lamed yom, dimikudeshes la'achar lamed yom, v'afagav nesach la'mos." In the case of kedushin, the man said, "Ariyam kudeshes li la'achar shloshim yom." And he gave her money. And then she went and she ate the money, right? She gave her an apple to Mekadosh, and she ate the apple. Finished. She spent the money. Right? Shel Kedushin. She'enam ba'olam. After the 30 days, they're not around anymore. Havi Mekudeshes lachar lamed yom. Right? So she's Mekudeshes. Hochinami. Kilo omer me'achshav. Afal gav the holchulohen shloshim yom shel ola. Hashtanami ola havi. The chora, right? Since, even if he didn't say me'achshav, right? But you just said, what's it called, that it should be an ola after 30 days, it should be chal from now, even if you didn't say me'achshav. What should me'achshav make a difference? That's the question. The way Rashi learns is a kasha. Right? The chora, if you say to a woman, Hare Mekudeshes li lachar lamed yom, and you didn't say me'achshav, still it's kedushin after the 30 days, even if the money's not there, because the kedushin takes effect from now. So what difference does it make if you said me'achshav or not by the ola? If you said it's an ola now, it's what's it called, a shlomim now, and an ola after 30 days. So even if you didn't say me'achshav, the ola after 30 days is similar to the case where you're mekadosh the woman after 30 days, and it's potentially there right now. So what difference does it make if you said me'achshav or not? The kedushas ola is potentially there now, so what difference does it make if you said me'achshav, you didn't say me'achshav? For all practical purposes, it's exactly the same thing. Whenever you say after 30 days, you mean that potentially it should start from now, even though it doesn't take effect till after 30 days. The sefer diktani la'achar shloshim yom olo me'achshav v'yad shloshim yom shlomim, the la'achar lamed yom havei olo upokeh kedusha shlomim afagav delo omer me'achshav hasam mishum dekodim v'omer bereisha la'achar shloshim yom olo dekivin shehizkir olo tchila nasek ha'omer me'achshav. Right, so he says, therefore we have to say that the difference between the ratio and the Seifa is not if you said me'achshav or not. Because if you didn't say me'achshav, it should be that the Kedusha is already from now. Right? What's the difference? Whether you said, what's it called, the Olan first, right? Nasik Omer me'achshav. If you said the Ola first, Lachar Shloshim Yom, Ola Havei, if you said after 30 days it should be an ola, and from now a shlamim. So since you mentioned the ola first, then it's as if you said it from now, but with the condition that there's 30 days. And then it's place for the kedusha to go away, because the kedusha's ola already is there potentially. But if you said me'achshav, then it's paka both b'kedusha's haguf and kedusha's dom. Ava bi alma, afilu kedushas damim lo paka bichti, velo kasha le bar pada, v'tiyuf de deula kede kaima kaima. But if you didn't say me'achshav, then nothing is paka. Right? So if you said me'achshav, So then, whether it's Kedushas Damim or Kedushas Aguf, one case is Kedushas Damim, it's Paka. If you said the case of Ola, what's going to be after 30 days, before you said the case of what's going to be now, then it's like you said Me'ashav. But if you didn't say Me'ashav, or you didn't say what's after the 30 days, before what's going to be, before the 30 days, then no Kedushas Paka Bechdi, and that's why it's not a Kashan Bar Pada. So Mara asks now, Mara says Pshita, right? Lots Pshita, Kolomar, Tekivan de Mechasarto, Masnisa, the Tiratsta. Since now you added to the Mishnah, and you put this whole long thing in, that if you said Me'achshav, then it's Kedusha Paka Bechdi, and even if you didn't say Me'achshav, but you preceded what's going to be after 30 days to what's happening now, that's just like you said Me'achshav. But if you didn't do any Me'achshav, there's no Kedusha Paka Bechdi, right? Then Pshita, Kolomar, Kivin de Mechasar Pela Masnisen, Ve Teiratsta, De Hachi Komar, Shor Zu Ola Kol Shloshim Yom, Me'achshav, La'achar Shloshim Yom Shlamim, right? You're saying now, the Bryce is saying that what you said was, this Shor should be an Ola after 30 days, but, if what's it called, it should be an Ola now, and after 30 days, it should be a Shlamim from now. You know, potentially it's a Shlamim from now, but it takes 30 days for that Shlamim to kick in. Right, that's how you're learning the Braisa. Right, Shlomim the Acher Shloshim Yom Shlomim Havi. Then it's a Shlomim after 30 days because it's not Kedusha Paka Bechdi. It's not the Ola and then the Shlomim. It's Ola and a potential Shlomim now that when the Ola goes away, the Shlomim will take effect because the Shlomim was there at the same time that you made the Ola, just potentially. The Lomeli Lameimer Shuv the Hachikomar. Imlo Amar Me'achshav, why then have the Sefer tell me that if you didn't say Me'achshav, that it doesn't work? Pshita, the Kivan Damar Tzarech Lememer Me'achshav, Memeli Adane, Dimlo Amar Me'achshav, La'achar Shloshim Yom Shlomim, Shlomim, Haviol, it remains an Ola and it doesn't become a Shlomim. Treats, Lo Tzricha, Simara says no, answer the following. Lo Tzricha, the Hadar Bein, you had Harata. You retracted it. Right, so Mora says, "Hanich lemandi omer ena choseres." So the chiddush is you can't retract. Once you said it's a shlomim from now after 30 days, and then later on you say, "Well, no, I changed my mind. I don't want it to be a shlomim." It doesn't help. So Mora says, "That's good." According to mandi omer, it says over there by the isha that ena choseres. If you're makadosh an isha today, and she agrees, but it shouldn't be chal till after 30 days, and then in the middle of 30 days she changed her mind. She said, "I'm not interested," or she marries somebody else. Doesn't help. The Kedushin is automatically chal after 30 days, and it's chal from when he did it now, and therefore she can't change her mind. So then it's, what's it called? It's a chiddush. But Elo Lamad Yomer Choseres, that you could change your mind, Ma'ikal Ameimer, so then it's a kasha. Right? Then it can't be the chiddush is that he had harata, because you could have harata. No. Even by Kedushin, where the Mandiomer holds that you could change your mind, right? That's only by Kedushin. Why? But over here, because when it comes to Kegdish, there's a special halacha that just saying it is if you did it. By Kedushin, so you didn't actually make the Kedushin yet, 100%. So therefore, it's what's it called, you could have harata. But by Kegdish, once you said it, it's like it's done. And therefore there's nothing you can't change anymore. Even though you said Shloshim Yom, but Lamaisa, it's so powerful what you said that there everybody agrees you can't change it. Treats Lo Tricha, the Hokamashman, I Hodr Bay, the Avik Tonika de Gomers, Lachar Shomer Shor Ze Ola, Kol Shloshim Yom, Lachar Shloshim Yom Shlomim, Afagav the Hashta Hodr Bay, the Omer Me Achshav, Hol mi kara kishomer kol shloshim yom ola lo omer me'ashav kodim shomer la'achar shloshim yom shlomim velo klum komer. If he changed his mind afterwards and said that in the beginning I said it's an ola now and a shlomim after 30 days, I didn't say me'ashav, then I changed my mind and I said no me'ashav, right? You can't change your mind, so that's not how the ola remains. That's the chiddush. that you need the sefer to tell me that you had a sefer achshav in the beginning, you couldn't change your mind afterwards. Kolim shiomer lachar shloshim yom shlomen kedi komer leil. The Gemara says honich levandi yomer ena choseres shim omdam niskad shul l'sheni b'sof shloshim yom ena mekudeshes l'sheni matzil meimer midi to have the omer leisha. Then you can say it's just like the case of kedushin, and just like over there, you can't change your mind. You can't change your mind over here. And if you said without me'achshav, then the kedusha of the ola remains. Elo levandi yomer choseres shim omdam niskad shul l'sheni b'sof lamed yom mekudeshes l'sheni. If she changed her mind, how did she know? How do you know we changed her mind? She got married to somebody else in the middle of 30 days, right? So hechi motzi lemeimer dechilo omer me'achshav la'achar shloshim yom olahavi. How can you say that if you didn't say in the beginning me'achshav, but you changed your mind and you said me'achshav afterwards before the 30 days came out, that doesn't help? You see, by kedushin it helps. You can change your mind. No, you have to say it's different. Even if you hold the kedushin, you could change your mind. By hektish, you can't change your mind. Why? Since he said it should be an ola now, and after 30 days should be a shlamim, he didn't say from now. In other words, that we're both kedushas already are there, one actually and one potentially, right? Then the kedusha doesn't go away. The lo amr me'achshav shlamim lo paka bichti lo haviola. Why? Because when it comes to hekdish, what you said is like you did it, and therefore it's so strong it can't be changed. Even though you made it dependent on 30 days, right? When within 30 days it didn't become a shlamim, that doesn't make a difference. But potentially it's there, and it's what's it called, and the amira is if strong, is so strong you can't change your mind.